disappointed not to have taken all 3 points from that, David?
Yes. But happy about the reaction. I think not a lot of teams will come back after they performed so well, after they invested everything, and for no reason you are 1-0 back after a sloppy situation. This situation was disappointing, to be fair. This is a situation where we have to defend better, where we have to hit the ball on the stand, so we have to make this really clear. But again, not a lot of teams will come back in the stoppage time, will trust and believe in what they are doing, and will still invest everything, and they totally deserve to get this point, and this makes my mood and the dressing room's mood positive. I think we have to keep this positive out of this game. I said this a few times in the season. You have to make sure that you perform, and we perform today. I think we created a lot of moments on the wings. We were a little bit unlucky in the box. There were a few 50-50 situations where in Blackburn's direction rather than ours, we can score after 10 seconds with the overhead. Lucky Welsh had an unbelievable great chance after the cross from Tommy Smith. So we had our opportunities, but we invested everything. And we played with our identity. We were very energetic. We kept the ball when it was important. And so you have to perform. Sometimes you get for your performance 3 points, sometimes only one. Today we got one. I can accept this because we performed.
Yeah, they made it quite frustrating and difficult. The way they sat back made it difficult for you to break them down.
Yeah, but to be fair, it wasn't the first time that an opponent comes to the John Smith Stadium and tried with this style. It's not a style that I like, but it's a style that I respect. And it's successful, so they got their point. And I think it looked like that they tried to get 1 point out of this game more or less from the first whistle. I had the feeling. So again, two different styles. At the end, a draw. A draw I can accept.
Super free kick as well.
Yeah, and everybody knows Naki is a super striker. So super striker, super free kick, very easy. It wasn't the first free kick he put in the net like he did today, to be fair. So Naki was dangerous today. He had his opportunities before. I think this was a more difficult one than the chances he missed over the game. I'm very happy that he now is back on track in terms of scoring goals. I think he scored now his third in the last 5 games or whatever. And that all his hard work, which he invested today again, pays off.
Good to finish 2016 on a high as well, heading into the Wigan game in a couple of days' time.
Yeah, I think around 40 hours... we will be back on track, but everybody has to be prepared for this. I think we have to make sure that all our recovering strategies we will use, and we will make everything intelligent, clever, smart, what we can do. We will train tomorrow, and then we travel to Wigan, and we will be prepared as good as we can, and we will be as fresh as we can against Wigan. I'm very happy that it seems to be that no player is injured. Everybody is healthy after this game today. And then we make some decisions tomorrow and on Monday who will start and who will comes from the bench.
See you next year.